Hello and welcome to Two Prof Tuesday. Air horn. You look unimpressed.
I didn't like that. Well, you know, I thought about doing the air horn myself, and I was like, no, that's hacky. I don't want to do it. But then you did it.
All right. Well, welcome everybody to a Two Prof Tuesday recording here at Pasta Party. It's the second Tuesday of the month. Mm-hmm. Anthony and I are both ready to get it. How's my Sunday going? Yeah. No, the illusion is that we do this on Tuesdays.
Oh, I blew it. I botched it.
We record and shoot. We record and upload same day.
Right. It's Tuesday, everyone.
How's my Sunday going? My Sunday's been very low key. I've just been watching movies all day on the couch.
What movie? Doing
Pirates of the Caribbean, the third one.
Okay, I've seen none of them, so I can't have a conversation about this.
Oh, okay. Well, do you like pirates?
Yeah, they're cool. They're chill. Well, cartoon pirates are chill, not real ones.
Yeah, I love cartoon pirates.
Mm-hmm.
And
is Johnny Depp in that?
Yeah, it is Johnny Depp.
Okay,
which got it. He wears a lot of jewelry, and it's. I don't even think they put a costume on Johnny Depp. I think he showed up to shoot a different movie, and they were like, it's a pirate movie now, because this,
yeah, whatever he showed up, is... and the writers just crumpled up their scripts and threw them out the window.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what happened. How about you? How's your Sunday going?
It's good. I played basketball today, some 2-on-2.
Oh, yeah.
How'd that torched. Go? Got torched by children.
So nothing new really going on in your life.
No, nothing new. But for the listeners, when you play children in basketball, you can't use your size to your advantage. So you have to like just shoot jumpers, and then they're good, and then they wreck you.
I don't understand why, if they're already better than you, I don't know why you've given yourself the handicap of you can't use your size. Throw your weight around, you know? Post him up. Get him, dig down.
You can't post up a 14-year-old kid. Because if they get hurt, it just looks so bad. It looks horrible. They're like 4'5". Their parents are there. You can't do that.
Listen, all right? Oh, their parents are there?
Yeah, they're watching.
Okay. So what are the parents doing on the sideline? Are they into it? Do they think you're weird for playing with them? Or are you like a staple of the neighborhood now, the guy who plays children in basketball?
More specifically, the guy who loses and then bets money and then loses again.
And the parents are fine with you betting money. They're like, this is fine. As long as Bobby wins.
Yeah, they're texting. They're not paying attention. Parents.
So who are you betting money with? You're betting money with the kids?
Well, the kid's agent.
The kid's agent?
Yeah, they usually got an agent there, and I bet money with them, and then I play, and then I get crushed.
So these kids are pretty good, huh?
They're good. One of the kids had his wig fall off, and it was Kyrie Irving in disguise.
Did you get Uncle Drew'd? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I got Uncle
Drew. Are you an Uncle Drew too?
They know I'm an easy target and they get me over and over again. I got dunked on by Karl Malone the other day.
All right. Hey, that's impressive. I love that for you. All right. Let's do some improv. What should our location be? I have a feeling it should be the basketball court.
But it's not going to be.
All right, Anthony, give me a location.
The tennis courts.
Tennis courts.
You see what I did? Horizontal move.
Yeah, lateral move right there.
In the biz, we call that an A to B. Okay, let's do it. Oh, hey, I'm 14. Do you want to play?
Excuse me?
Hey, I'm a 14-year-old kid. You want to play tennis? No money or anything, just for fun.
Yeah. I was waiting for my friends to come, but they're running late. Yeah, I can play tennis against you, sir.
No, I'm 14. You don't need to call me sir. I just hit puberty early. That's why I have this full beard.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sure. Okay, cool. My name's Ethan.
Cool.
Where do you
my name?
Where are you?
Do you want to know my name?
I would like to know. Yeah. Sorry, I usually don't play tennis against strangers.
My name is Randy Roddick.
Hi, Randy.
Hey, I'm a child.
Nice to meet you, Randy. Okay. Where are you? Are you from? Do you go to school around here, or?
I go
to Jefferson, like up the road from here.
Oh, that's where I go then. That's where I go. I'm a freshman there.
Oh, okay. I'm
14.
I'm still in the eighth grade, so I guess I must not see you a lot. I camp around school.
Oh, yeah, it's a combined middle school, high school. So.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just there.
No, I know what it is. Okay. I go there.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Google says it's 90% male. What? What?
I don't run admissions there. I can't. You know.
Oh yeah, I know. Adults do that. Not us kids.
Right. Sorry, Randy. I don't want to be. We can play in just a second. I'm curious. What are all these cameramen behind you for?
Oh wow! Look at these cameramen. I didn't even notice them. Maybe they're shooting like a movie here or something. Maybe they're shooting one of those Pirates of the Caribbean movies that kids love so much. I mean, that I love so much because I'm a kid.
Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean. Those movies haven't come out for a while. I think I saw one on like TV a little bit. I guess I don't know the reference. They're all looking. They're all pointed right at you and me right now. Yeah.
Well, they're probably doing one if like Johnny Depp pursues tennis as a pirate or something.
Why is your racket mic'd up? Why is your tennis racket mic'd up? There's a microphone on it.
Oh, and on this cup of coffee I'm holding?
I didn't even know there was one in there, but yeah.
What? Oh, I mean, there's not. That mic, that's just my racket.
Okay.
I think you need glasses, kid. I don't have a mic
on. No, I don't need glasses. I don't think I need...
My son is a great eye doctor. I mean, I don't have a son. I'm 14.
I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, do you want to play? We can play tennis. Are they going to be recording us this entire time?
Maybe, yeah, probably. Can you just sign this real quick for me?
What is this? An NDA, a non-disclosure agreement? The film?
Yeah.
Filming?
Read it.
Somebody, I don't even know how to pronounce all these. Filming of the movie Cousin Randy.
Mm-hmm. Well, read the whole title. Cousin Randy : tennis scam.
Cousin Randy : tennis scam. Yeah, sorry. Sure. I guess I don't. Do I need my parents here for this or?
No. Okay. Definitely don't get them.
Oh my god.
Oh, are they? Oh, is that them over there?
Yeah, the ones texting. Yeah, that's them. They don't really pay attention a lot. They come to the park with me and just kind of watch me. I don't want to be nosy, but is that Serena Williams behind you? Is that Serena Williams wearing a Dora the Explorer backpack and crouching to look like a child? Because I swear that's her. And
damn it, Serena's trying to steal my gig. Damn it. She always does this to me.
Okay.
I hate when Serena does this.
Okay.
She has such an edge because she has Venus too. They can do a duo set. Damn it. They can play partners.
Okay, so you are shooting a movie. I'm a little unclear. You be honest with me, are you Andy Roddick?
Who's that?
It's a pro tennis player.
Oh yeah, I've heard of him. No, I'm not that guy.
He's like kind of
you
my,
know he's won 7 grand slams.
Yeah, he's like kind
Pretty
of my
right?
He's like kind of my idol a little bit.
Well, it's a good choice.
Yeah, he's no Roger Federer, but
hey, shut up.
He
cheats.
What?
Federer cheats.
What? Yeah. Roger Federer doesn't
cheat. He cheats.
How does he cheat?
Yes, he does. He works out 7 days a week. He's a cheater.
I don't think that's cheating. I think that's just
it's cheating.
I think it's drive and dedication.
Cheating. Come on. Anyone could win if they practice that much. Cheater.
I think that's the point, is that if you practice that much, you can win. I mean, I don't even know. I'm thinking about it out loud. You're probably like, you're definitely in my like top 10, I think, favorite tennis players, but I don't.
Okay, well, who rounds out the top 10? You've named two.
Oh God. Well, Rafael Nadal is pretty.
All right. I assume Djokovic is there, right? Yeah. That's his name.
Djokovic. Yeah. No, Novak Djokovic.
Yep.
If we're going to go old school, I really like John McEnroe, Bjorn Borgensen. He's pretty cool. On the women's side. Oh, Maria Sharapova is awesome.
She's good.
Yeah.
You know, me and her dated for a little bit.
Okay, so you are Andy Roddick.
I'm Andy Roddick.
You're Andy
Roddick.
Okay.
You already signed the paper. I'm Andy Roddick. How you doing, kid? Nice to meet a fan.
I'm doing good. I guess what are we doing? Are you shooting a movie? Like, am I playing you on camera? That's cool. That's exciting.
No. You're playing, if you look at the NDA real quick, annoying kid who gets into a fist fight with Andy Roddick and gets his ass beaten.
Gets into a fist fight. Wait, I don't.
Yeah. And you're asking, why would I put this in the movie? It'll make me look terrible to beat up a child. Well, it's kind of like the lowest point of my character arc. Have you read Save the Cat?
I don't know what that is.
All right, never mind. It's a screenwriting book.
So we just played tennis and then you beat me up and that's the end of it?
That's the end of it. We cut to his parents real quick.
Send text. Hey, honey, who's
looks
that?
Like our kid made a new friend.
Yeah, oh my God, he's so awkward.
He's
so awkward, and you know it's good for him. I didn't want to tell him, but his friend's parents texted me and they're like not even coming. And
oh really?
Yeah.
So we didn't have to go to this?
No, but I didn't want to break it to him. I didn't want to break it to him that his friends don't really like him that much. I guess he's gonna figure it out when they don't show up, but feel bad for the kid.
Hey, yeah, I don't know if we're helping him really. Is that Andy Roddick? Is he hanging out with Andy Roddick? It's clearly Andy Roddick.
I was gonna say, it looks like there's a lot of pro tennis players kind of around here, all dressed like children. Are they filming our son right now without our permission?
Yeah, I think they're doing like a reverse Uncle Drew thing where they dress up as kids.
Oh, that'd be, you know what? I'd watch that. I could win some awards, you know? And that could be really good for his self-confidence being on the big screen. As long as they don't like embarrass him or anything, that'd be.
Well,
oh my God, did Andy Roddick just punch him in the face? Oh my God.
Oh my God, Andy Roddick has a gun. What's happening?
Honey.
Well, good thing our son has a gun.
God, I'd love the Second Amendment. They're both pointing.
We cut to the camera crew. Keep it rolling. Keep it. This is good stuff.
Sir, should we do something? I'm not gonna
keep it rolling.
I'm not gonna stop rolling. But the two. This isn't in the script at all. This is unprompted.
Hey, you don't work on a Martin Scorsese script and expect no gunplay.
Yes, sir, Mr. Scorsese. Yes, sir. I didn't mean to question. What do we want? A wide angle, low angle. What are you looking for, sir? Just give me directions and I'll
zoom in on the guns. Zoom in on the guns.
All right, close shot, close shot of the gun. I'm gonna do a tracking shot.
Okay, cut back to Andy Roddick and the kid.
I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna let you beat me up.
It's me, Andy Roddick.
I know it's you, Andy Roddick.
No, it's in the script. I have to say that it's the big reveal.
We're past reveal. You punched me in the. Pistol, I think my nose is broken, okay?
I pistol whipped you.
Yeah, but you didn't expect my mom and dad to let me carry a gun, did you?
I did not. I definitely did not. So what are you going to do, shoot me? You're going to shoot Andy Roddick? That'd be a real John McEnroe. Oh my God. Oh.
Yeah, that's it. I think I've had it with people pushing me around, okay? Even from my seventh favorite tennis player, I'm not going to take it anymore, Mr. Roddick.
I see the light. Oh, no. Now it's red. I'm going down. I see bright flames.
Andy Roddick, this is the devil. You will pay for your sins. You have done unspeakable things in the name of tennis, and now you'll suffer for it in hell.
Keep it rolling. This is good stuff.